Hello.
Hello, good morning. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinions. Before we begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. And the survey is mainly about the topic of gun safety. And the first question is, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, it is. And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. So, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
Support.
And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Support or oppose?
I would support.
A lock container or case? Support or oppose?
Support. I'm all about the gun safety.
Okay. And the last one, a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Support or oppose?
Support.
And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Via what?
A key lock.
Key sure. Lock. Support.
A combination lock? Support or
support.
Oppose?
Support.
And a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Support.
Thank you. And if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe case or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Should require to be unloaded.
If a firearm is not in a lock safe case or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? What do you think? Is it secure or not? It is not secure.
It is not if it's not.
Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
I would support that.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you, sir, for your time. We're the last few questions. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
I support that warrants should be needed.
Okay. And will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
I don't really understand the question.
I'm sorry, I will repeat the question, okay? Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I'm just not sure what you mean by affirmative defense.
That allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor. Will you support or oppose that?
I just don't understand what you mean by affirmative defense.
Okay, I'm required to read verbatim and that isn't written here, but you can answer based on what you think it means.
I'm not going to answer. I don't know what that means.
Okay, it's not our problem. We'll skip that question. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
I would support or oppose.
And will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charge filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public.
I would support that.
And the last three questions, just for statistical purposes only, in terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
A Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 34? Sorry. Yes, 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
I can't believe it. 50 to 64, I guess.
Okay, thank you. And which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, or African American, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or other?
White, Anglo.
And the last question regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir.
All right.
Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great
day.
All right,
thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.